School buses in both Minco and Mustang involved in separate traffic accidents this morning. In Minco, no injuries among the 16 students or a bus driver on board. In Mustang, one of four student passengers was treated at the scene for a minor injury. The accident in Minco happened about 7:45 in the 600 block of Northwest 3rd. Minco Police Officer John Junkersfeld said the bus was southbound and was about to stop and pick up more students when a car ran up underneath the back of the bus. Junkersfeld said the bus driver quickly got the students off the bus. All were checked by Tuttle EMS. The kids ranged in age from preschool to high school age. All were put on another bus and taken to school. Junkersfeld has not yet released the name of the Minco woman who ran into the bus. The bus crash in Mustang happened about 8 o'clock at Southwest 104th and Mustang Road. There are no immediate details about that accident. Also in Minco, a deadly accident yesterday where a semi rear-ended a car, sending it into oncoming traffic. Killed in the crash, 60-year-old Joyce McDaniel of Minco. A second person in another vehicle also sent to the hospital. That crash occurred just after 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, 2 miles south of Minco on Highway 81. The Highway Patrol reports McDaniel was southbound on the highway. She stopped to allow traffic to clear before trying to turn onto a county road. Her car rear-ended by a semi driven by 26-year-old Kobe Griffin of Childress, Texas. The oncoming pickup driven by 30-year-old Benjamin Mraz of El Reno. Neither Griffin nor Mraz were seriously injured. A passenger in the Mraz pickup, 52-year-old Jose Castro Perez of El Reno, was last in good condition in an Oklahoma City hospital. More cool news coming right up.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
Call Mike Day at 224-1968. Or visit MikeDayAgency.com.
Scary moments for a Norge family this morning as they wake up to their smoke alarm going off. Fire crews from Pioneer and Ninnacaw dispatched to the home about 12:30 a.m. Grady County Fire Department spokesman Buddy Meyer said residents saw smoke coming out of a floor vent. Meyer said firefighters were able to contain the fire to a bedroom. Neither of the two residents suffered any injuries. Electrical problem believed to be the cause of that fire. Myers also telling us about an early morning traffic accident south of Chickasha. Two pickups involved in the crash that occurred at the junction of U.S. Highways 81 and 277. That was about 5:30 this morning. Southbound traffic on Highway 81 narrowed to one lane for a couple of hours. Two people taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Caddo County authorities say all three suspects alleged to have been involved in a home invasion in Fort Cobb last weekend now in custody. A post on the Caddo County Sheriff's Office Facebook page says 26-year-old Montana Beaver and 21-year-old Damond Daly were both in custody Tuesday evening. A third suspect was already behind bars. The arrest warrant for one of the men, indicates the trio went to the home Saturday night. One of them knocked on the door, and when someone answered, two men with guns forced their way inside and fired several shots. No one inside the home was hurt. Beaver and Daly, both from Anadarko. The third suspect, Stephen Hazipta of Tahlequah, all have been formally charged with attempted robbery with a weapon. There is a connection between healthy soil and clean water. Blake White, a Grady County 4-H student who's studying geology and soil health, says soil erosion and the runoff of fertilizers and pesticides are common sources of water pollution. He said all that erosion due to a lack of organic matter.
Healthy soil generally produces healthier plants that are more resistant to diseases, insect infestations, and drought.
And he says just a 1% increase in organic matter to the soil allows it to hold an additional 19,000 gallons of water per acre. Obituaries today include 87-year-old Charles Jackson of Blanchard. Funeral will be at 10:30 tomorrow morning at Ferguson Funeral Home of Chickasha. He was a U.S. Marine Corps veteran. And funeral for 78-year-old Herbert Schmidt of Chickasha, 10:30 Saturday morning at Plainview Mennonite Church. Arrangements also with Ferguson Funeral Home. Our weather forecast calling for lots of sunshine today and warm temps. High will be in the mid-70s. And we'll have evening temp, mid-60s, we'll call it this afternoon. And then for the evening, we'll have temps in the 50s. Tomorrow morning's low, mid-40s. And then tomorrow, we'll have sunshine and a high in the mid-70s. Right now, some clouds and 63. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, the Chickasha High School baseball team with its home opener this afternoon. The Chicks to take on the Norman Tigers in a 5 o'clock game out at Elliott Field. A junior varsity game will follow. The Chicks look to snap a 3-game losing skid. The Class 6A Tigers are 3-1, and that includes an extra inning victory over Carl Albert. We have results from the Chickasha High School tennis team's work at the Ardmore Tournament this week for the boys. Brandon Nottingham was 8th in number one singles. Grant Kopaczynski and Dante Givens 6th in number one doubles, while Noah Middleton and Carson Krumrein were 6th in number two doubles. And for the girls, Findlay Mantooth was 8th in number two singles. Class 2A through 6A state basketball tournaments getting underway in the Oklahoma City and Tulsa metro areas today. The only regional teams in those tournaments are all in Class 4A girls, Anadarko, Elgin, and Tuttle. In the first round of the 4A girls state tournament at Southern Nazarene University, the first game this afternoon at 2 has number 4 ranked Anadarko versus number 6 Elgin. The two teams played twice in the regular season. Both games were decided by 2 points. Anadarko won the last outing in overtime. That's at 2 o'clock today. Also, later this afternoon, unranked Tuttle will take on top-ranked and number 1-ranked Fort Gibson. Tuttle making its first appearance in the state tournament since the 6-on-6 days. It was way back in 1985 that Tuttle was last in the state tournament. That's a 3:30 tip-off. The USAO men's and women's basketball team both get to play in their respective NAIA national tournaments. The women get a number 4 seed in their tournament at Billings, Montana. They'll play the host team and number 5 seed Rocky Mountain University. The men get a surprising at-large berth in their national tournament. The Drovers were ranked as high as number 7 in the country before losing 7 of their last 10 games and dropping out of the top 25. USAO will play number 4-ranked William Penn University of Iowa in their national tournament. That'll be in Kansas City, Missouri next week. Now, both USAO teams will play next Thursday night. The men's game's at 7:30. The women's game is at 9 o'clock. And the Big 12 basketball tournament about to resume in Kansas City this afternoon. The Oklahoma State Cowboys to take on Kansas in a 1:30 contest. The Cowboys beat OU last night 71-60. And the Cowboys swept Kansas in regular season play, including a win at Stillwater just last Saturday. That game to be televised on ESPN2. And the Oklahoma City Thunder at home tonight entertaining the Phoenix Suns. That's a 7 o'clock tip at the Chesapeake Energy Arena. Our Cool News weather and sports today, sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, and Ferguson Funeral Home.